Welcome to On the Air with Sonny Clark, your internet radio source for all things Rowlett and the surrounding areas. Join Sonny Clark as he talks to vital people in the area on subjects that affect Rowlett. Listen for the community's calendar, sports, politics, and more. So now, here's Sonny Clark.
Here we are, and folks, welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark. As we are here, lots of things to talk about here on the Air with Sonny Clark, because there's been a lot of news, there's been a lot of things that are happening with Rowlett and some of the things that are going on, some special announcements as well here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Hey guys, I scored it. I'm waiting on when we're going to do it. That's right, Congressman Pete Sessions going to be on with me, Sonny Clark, as we talk about the things that affect Rowlett. And this is a guy that obviously, you know, covers this area, doing what he does. So we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk about things that really affect this town, whether it's taxes. One of the big things is property taxes is a big story in this area now. A lot of people not feeling very confident about their report, and they think it's wrong. And I don't blame people. People are looking to find out what's going on. How did this end up happening? And the thing is I was talking to a friend of mine, and I think I'm right there with him. I think this tragedy that is the tornado has really affected this area, and it started with the fact that the property taxes are going up. This is a hot area anyway. I mean, houses are not staying for sale. There's overselling. People are overbidding for homes. And so this one here, we need to talk to Pete Sessions about. And we're still trying to get the mayor, trying to make that connection with him. He's going to do it. It's just a matter of catching with him. Pete Sessions is going to be a big, big story for us and a big, big show for us. And I look forward to that. Still waiting for Angie Button to get back with us as far as when we were going to be able to do the interview. I think it's important to get as many people around this area that have to do work within the politics of the area that we can talk to, bring up some subjects that everybody wants to talk to or talk about anyway. That having been said, I was really confused, and I'm going to put it out there. I find when, and if you listened to our city council, everybody was on board with what was going on over at Dalrock and the 30 with the new Bay Area that's going on over there. Everybody seems to be on board of it. My question is there anybody against it? I mean, really, is there anybody against what's going on? I don't know. I've been waiting for people to step up and say, this is not a good idea. We're spending too much money. I think if everybody did their work, they realized maybe a lot of people aren't spending a lot of money. But more than is this the good thing for this area? And I've asked people, and I have not come across anybody who thinks this is an idea that is good, bad, or indifferent. Now, that's a good thing, especially justifying the area, what's going to be happening over there. Then the city is going to have to get involved with the police and the first responders and things of that sort. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to have to happen regarding bringing in that whole new area. I'm excited about it to a point, but I want to know if anybody is like me. I look at that area and I think it's a great idea, you know, but how long does it last? And I see this, all you got to do is look over on the other side of the water and see what's going on over in Rockwall. And I'm not confident. I mean, I'm excited, but, I mean, look at what's happening over in Rockwall in their same area, the little area there where they have all the shops and everything was supposed to be the main attraction. Now, granted, from what I'm hearing and from what I've been reading, there's going to be much bigger things going on as far as the Rowlett area is concerned. But that having been said, it still comes down to the fact that they're going to have to fill these spots. And if you go on to Rockwall on that side, you see a lot of shops that are not being utilized. There are a lot of empty. Why? Because the rent's really high. And people can't stay in business. Are we going to see the same thing over in Baylor? And I want to ask that question because I think it's important. I think it's, you know, looking on the other side, seeing what happened over in Rockwall. Are we doomed to repeat history with that same thing? I'm not necessarily against what they're doing, but at the same time, I don't want it to turn into another Rockwall on the other side. I mean, is anybody like me? What are they going to have to do to make sure it's not that way? I want to talk to some people, and we're going to do that. We're going to talk to the, hopefully, here soon, about how they can prevent that kind of thing from happening. And whether it is more areas for people to go on out and, you know, have a picnic, you know, go to the park and, you know, go on over there with the water, all that stuff. Maybe the new attraction will keep people interested. Maybe the attraction will pull people to ride a Rowlett more so than just a movie theater over in Rockwall. The Harbor is a neat place. I remember when we first got here that we used to go see a concert here and there, and the place was kind of cool to go hang out. And this seems like it's going to be a cool place to hang out, but when you think about it, just hanging out, I think about a lot of other things when it comes to hanging out, and that would be kids and things of that sort, making sure everything's going to be safe. And that's going to be the big one. And we talked about that with the actual people who were running for the city government and those folks that were making a point to say everything seems to be fine and that's not going to be a problem. But really, is it? And I want to also still get back to the fact that the whole situation regarding the bond that a lot of things and a lot of people voted on. Well, let me rephrase that. A lot of people didn't vote on it. And if you listen to the show, you know I'm already disgusted with the votership. You know, we had 1,800 people decide this bond. And if we didn't go with this bond and spend the money that wasn't going to, quote-unquote, raise taxes, but at the same time, monies that were in the future were going to be used to take care of this, la la la, da 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 da. Then comes the tornado, and then guess what? Now we don't have money to take care of it. Or monies could have been allocated to take care of this. I mean, woulda, coulda, shoulda, right, guys? I mean, I don't want to necessarily come off as a guy who's that way, but at the same time, I remember I voted no on all this stuff. I'm a JIC guy, a just-in-case guy. And I don't know if anybody else out there is like me, but I don't like spending money just to spend it just because I know I'm going to get something later. I prefer to keep the money. And that was one of the things that I really had a problem. Everybody was, you know, feeding into, oh, it's not going to cost any money. Then we have this emergency. That money could have been used for the cleanup, for the tornado. There's just so many things that could have happened. And I go back, it woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, but at the same time, you don't want to live in fear of what could happen. But I can't help but take the step back since I was one that did not vote for the vote for the bond and everything in a positive way. I voted negative. I voted no on it. With the thing that happened as far as the tornado, how much of that money really could have been used to help that situation, help start cleaning up, help people in need and things of that sort? So that's where my brain went. Are you like me? I don't know. You can always call and get up on our Facebook, guys. We got a new Facebook. It's On the Air with Sonny Clark. Get on over to it and make some suggestions on the Facebook page. Now, everybody talks about, I need a Twitter and things. Folks, I don't do Twitter because I like to answer questions. I like to pose questions. I like to put something out there. And I don't want to be restricted to 160 characters sometimes. So get on over there, check out, and post some things. Let us know what you think about some of the things that are happening. So that is the thing that I'm interested in. And if you get on over to On the Air with Sonny Clark, not a lot of people are getting there because we're just now getting it. We just set it up in our last week's show. By the way, I've got some great feedback regarding our show last week. And I'm talking about the situation where we had a demolition of a house. I'm still going back and asking myself, how does something like that happen? How does someone not ask a question? Look at the area, okay? And you're supposed to be going somewhere. There's nothing out there that shows anything as far as the streets before you started doing and tearing down homes, how you didn't at least ask someone the question. I've gone back on this, and I've asked myself how much I believe of it, and it's either a couple of things. It's got to be just plain stupidity or incompetence that somebody did something like that without asking a question. And you depend upon your cell phone to answer and do everything that you want instead of actually doing the work. These machines are great. They'll get you here to there. They'll get you in the area. They might even get you to the exact place. But I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard people say over the past, well, if it's on the internet, you know it's true. Or if it's on the internet, it's right. Well, come on, guys. I can sit on this show and give you the biggest false information in the world, and if you wanted to believe it, that's great, but it doesn't make it right, and just because it's on the internet doesn't make it right. That company dropped the ball. Now, the good thing is they have taken responsibility. They are putting measures in place to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and that is awesome. But man, the first time that happens to Sonny Clark, I'm wanting to know what's going on. The first time that happens to Sonny Clark, how does this happen? And that's the first thing that I ask. I mean, being in the business that we're in and being in the radio business, I have to ask these questions to myself because I want to know. I want to know how something like this happens. Now, on last week's show, okay, we had a couple of people that have been elected in the election for place three. Chris Kilgore and Bruce Hargrove ran against each other. Bruce Hargrove won that, so I played his interview last week. And Martha Brown and Doug Phillips, they went up together and duked it out. And Martha Brown won that, so I went ahead and played that one. Well, I don't want to forget about Debbie Bobbitt's interview. She went up against Adrienne Brownie Cheryl and won that one. So I'm going to actually do that after this first break here on the Air with Sonny Clark. We're going to jump right into Debbie Bobbitt's interview so everybody can get an idea. You can always go to the website and look on the side, and you can always hear them as well. I left them up, and I'm going to leave them up and so people can listen to. And you can still go back, obviously, and listen to Chris Kilgore, which, by the way, I voted for Chris Kilgore. Okay? And I'm going to tell you it was because of our interview. He filled me in on a lot of things that maybe I wasn't privy to. He told us a lot of things that were going on as far as the his beliefs and how things ran. I think it's because he explained it a lot better than Bruce Hargrove. Not that he did a bad job, it's just I felt more comfortable. That's who I went ahead and I voted for. I voted for Chris Kilgore. That's who I wanted in there. And it mainly became because of this interview that I had with him. So I thought that was kind of cool. So we're going to hear from Debbie Bobbitt. We're going to do that after our first break. Now, our show being brought to you by Wesson General Contractors. Folks, if it wasn't obviously for our sponsors, we wouldn't be up on air doing what we're doing here on the air with Sonny Clark. So Butch Wesson, he is a good guy. He is a guy that looks out for a lot of people. He does a lot of things. Call this guy if you have any needs that are going on in your home, you have any roofing problems, gutter problems, siding problems, water issues, things like this, hail and everything on the home. You guys have got to get to Butch Wesson. 214-200. This is the guy that you talk to. 214-200-5588. And let him get you everything that you need to know. Let him be the guy that can answer your questions. Let him be the important person that will make and help you make decisions to your biggest investment that you have, obviously, that being your home. So don't forget about getting a hold of Butch Wesson for all those needs that you need. A general contractor, I'm going to put it out here, and it's not because he's a sponsor of the show. This is a guy that has put himself out there on many occasions outside and didn't ask for dime one. So I just want people to know that part of it, and more in the fact that I'm glad he's right here as a sponsor of On the Air with Sonny Clark. So we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break from On the Air with Sonny Clark. We'll hear from Butch Wesson and our other sponsors to our show. When we come back, we'll bring on the interview that I had with Debbie Bobbitt here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With the surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooters Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we specialize in all types of Taekwondo, and you can also sign up for free instruction classes. That's Chang Lee's Taekwondo, modern training with traditional values. Check out our website for grand opening specials or one-month Taekwondo classes for $49. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com. At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark. It is obviously me, Sonny Clark, as we are talking to the candidates that are about ready. They're going up for election, and over on May 7th is the day where you got to get out and vote. And there's three seats available. One of those seats are available that right now are the Rowlett City Council. Place number four, I have the incumbent who's currently the council member in place four and running for that spot again. It's Debbie Bobbitt. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes here on the air with Sonny Clark to talk a little bit about your candidacy. Now, normally I would ask, why would someone want to take this position? But you're a little bit different. You've already held this position. What was your reason to get involved with the city and become a council member when you actually went out and were elected to the actual council when you ran? When was that when you ran to take that office?
Well, I ran for office, that was back in 2013, and we had some positions that were coming open, and I was waiting around to see who it was going to be, and no one signed up. So I said, oh my, you know, I had been very involved in the city previously, so I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to do it. So I did.
Yeah, you're obviously not doing it for the money, because really this is just kind of, you get a stipend, but it's definitely not a position where you get paid like a full-time job, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Absolutely not. It's not.
Yeah, by far. So you're working just like the mayor. You're doing it to help the city, and that's huge. So when we talk about the city of Rowlett and the, you know, people within the city and the issues that are there, what are some of the things that you want people to know about you as you are preparing for this election going up against Arlen Sherrill?
Yes. I've been living in Rowlett with my husband and my kids. We all moved here in 1996, automatically became a pretty active person in the city on the Parks Board and on the Environmental Services Board. It was very interesting to me. I've always worked full-time, but I retired in 2002, and as I found myself with more time on my hands, this kind of became my new job, working for my city, because I just love it here. This is where my husband and I are going to retire, and we have no plans of leaving. This is where we're at.
So taking a look at where you've been. You've been here for a while, and let's talk a little bit about your civic involvement. You talked a little bit about some of your but what are some of the other ones? I was reading about the Lions Club that you're a part of, and keeping part of the community with the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce as well. Let people know a little bit more about background about Debbie Bobbitt.
Yes, I started out with the city, and I had worked on the Environmental Services Board, which is no longer in place, and I had switched over to the Parks Board, and then I got nominated to be on the Bond Committee that year, and I went on and worked in the Special Events Committees, and then, yes, that's right, I'm in the Lions Club. I was chosen to be on the DART design team for our rail station here, so I was a big part of that. And at the chamber, I'm an ambassador, and we welcome new businesses here, and I keep up with them and do all that interaction. But a funny thing is that I occasionally work with ACTOR, which is our community acting group, which I never thought I would do in a million years. But that turned out to be something that's very near and dear to my heart. And then I went in to be the election judge a couple of times, and I worked as a clerk, and I helped out whenever. I just found working in that sector is very fascinating to me, and I enjoy it, and then I do a good job at it, so that's what I do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you just kind of went over a little bit. You briefly went over it as you were part of the, I guess the creation of the DART station coming to Rowlett. I'm sure that you were met with some resistance with the idea of bringing the DART to Rowlett. I guess my question would be is how did you guys look at the people that were maybe kind of opposed to the DART system more so than the need for the DART system in the city of Rowlett, and how did that decision come by for you?
Actually, DART has been coming to Rowlett at that time for many, many years. It had not been a quick decision. It had been many years we had been paying for DART to be here, so it wasn't anything that was unusual. When it first started coming, there was a lot of I think more like apprehension with the people. They were afraid that we wouldn't be that sleepy little, bedroom community that we were, and that it would people would be coming by droves, and that it would just make a whole difference in the city. But most of the people, I believe, were happy that it came because they take it to work,
right?
And I know a good amount of people use it to. They don't use it for work, but they use it to go to the state fair, or they use it to go downtown to Dallas, to events and things like that. So all in all, it's been a good thing for the city of Rowlett. And we are the last city on the line at this time. So if someone's coming here on DART, they're coming here for a reason.
Right.
So it's not like it's just a ship in the night. They're actually coming here for a reason.
Yeah, and by that parking lot, if you ever go there, I take the DART. I use the DART. That parking lot right there will give you a good indication on how popular that DART is and well used that it is as well.
That's true, and that's absolutely true. And actually, DART, I think that they count, or maybe they go take a survey of how full that parking lot is to determine, how many line or how many times of day that the DART needs to come. I think that's how they gauge their time on how much the station is actually used.
Right. It's amazing. Plus, I like it. I love getting on the DART. I love getting on that train because it's so fast and it is convenient because of the timing that's going on. So I felt that I love the DART. Now, another big thing that's going on in the city is the new lagoon that's happening over at Dal Rock and the I-30. And that was a big process for you as being the current member of the council. How did all that come about? And what's your feeling about having the new area that's going to be opening up near I-30 and Dal Rock Road?
Right. That's called Bayside. And that is another project that has been thought about for for many, many years. I think we even tried to purchase that piece of property from Dallas many years ago, and we never could ever work out a deal. It's $1 million lakefront mixed-use development, and it is at Dal Rock and I-30, and we never thought in a million years that we could get the south side and the north side, but both sides were acquired from the City of Dallas, and you know that that used to be a City of Dallas park.
Right.
And several years ago, the voters in Dallas had voted to have that deparked. So it was a piece of property it was a beautiful piece of property, but the thing about that piece of property was that there were no utilities on it. And that's a big deal. That was
yes.
a big deal.
That's
and when
big
we got
expense.
The opportunity, yeah, when we got the opportunity to purchase it, actually, and it took a long time, and our council worked many hours, and our staff, you wouldn't believe some of the negotiations that they had to spend and time going back and forth to Dallas, and it was just a big ordeal. And when we got that signed, and everything was fine, and we got our, it's gone to a developer, and it was just wonderful. And our council, I am so proud of them for handling this whole situation along with our city staff. It was just marvelous. It's something that's going to be a big boon to our town.
So when you talk about the developments and things that are going on, and I am okay with being on the other side of a lot of things that are going on. I moved here myself. I moved here in 2005, so I've been here around, 2006, so I've been here around 10, 11 years. And I the reason why I moved, because it was kind of that quote-unquote sleepy town. Now Rowlett
yes.
is kind of moving up a little bit, moving into a smaller metropolis and a little bit more busy. What do you tell the folks that, like me, that would really prefer not to see as much, movement and progress in the town and kind of keep it the same?
And that's funny you say that, because we moved to Rowlett because we were moving to the country, as we called it back then. My house was like in the middle of nowhere. I was the only one around. I didn't have any neighbors, but now I've got a gated community and another suburb over here. It's just grown, and that's just the way it is. But for the folks who don't think that they will enjoy that that area over on Bayside, well, you really don't have to go over there, and you can stay over on your side of town or wherever.
Right.
But it's just going to bring such a boon to the town, and our town is just changing so much, the dynamics, the diversity, and we're going to have community here that is just so diverse, and you'll have different types of housing styles, and everybody will be served to their needs. I mean, we'll even have, we're going to have apartments, we'll have townhomes or condominiums, whatever you call them, gated communities, regular single-family homes. We're going to have such a mixed group of homes. There's going to be something for everybody here, and I think we'll all feel very comfortable being there. And it's just going to offer so much to everyone. That's how I think. I have to look at it that way.
Yes, it's definitely something that you can look up on. And also looking at yours, as far as you being an incumbent, you were already a part of the disaster that happened on December 26th, and I am sure
yes.
that you might be now starting to get some sleep. That having been said, let people know about your position, what you did during that horrific time in the town, where if you kind of think about a disaster, you never really think about a disaster until it happens in your own backyard. And here we are in the city of Rowlett, a half mile wide and a mile and a half long of total destruction. What was your role in that, and how did you handle your position to do whatever we had to do to help get that cleaned up, as that's still in a work in progress as well?
Yes. And a funny thing that you mentioned that is that my other life, my part-time job that I do occasionally, is I do work in disaster. So disaster is not something that's unfamiliar to me. But when it happens in your own, in your own town, you're like, oh my goodness,
exactly.
I can't believe that that it's really here, I was like, oh my goodness. And I was working that night. I was out driving in this stuff, and I just automatically went into, you know, whatever, how I do normally work a disaster. But I had to stop a couple of times and take some time for me and go, this is real, this is in my town, and I just took so much ownership in it. You can't really describe or foretell how you're going to react in a disaster because sure. It's something that's unexpected. But yeah, I'm very active. The first, goodness, we had so much mutual aid, and we were so blessed to have, you know, all these cities come in and help us, no matter, you know, if it was public utilities, police, or whatever. We had so much help, and Encore was just marvelous, and it was just a very good, I've never seen a disaster that came together so quickly as this one did.
I've been in a lot of disasters.
And I've
been part of disasters, not in this town, but in the area that was really affected for it. And the more people, I've never seen so many people put their hands out and actually get their hands filled. That's so huge. You always go into a disaster where people need, you know, and I don't make it sound like a handout, but just in need of help, need of services, and they were able to get that. And so what was the city's council's responsibility for getting things set up and to handle that, or was that nothing that you really had a lot to do except for what you were doing in the disaster relief portion of it?
Our staff, they did a phenomenal job, but I can tell you this about our council. Our council really never had any, we were not assigned anything in there, but I can guarantee you that every person on our council stepped forward and did something. I know Robert Van Blumenthal, another
yep.
council member of ours, him and I went around almost every night and made sure that all the people in town, all the police and fire utilities, had hot coffee and something to eat. And we were driving around every night to make sure that they were covered and that they were taken care of, because they were here in our city to help us. And it was the least, you know, that we could do.
Absolutely.
Going to people's homes, seeing if they were okay, being out in the daytime and just, you know, there's people wandering around. People really didn't know what to do, and I was working with the insurance companies that came into town, and, you know, they come and they set up in the parking lots, and I would work with them, and, you know, it's all of us on council pulled together, and we were fabulous. From working at the rec center in Garland, we took turns going there, manning our table for the city to make sure our citizens were signed up and to receive, you know, the services and immediate needs were addressed. We just did it wasn't like we had, okay, this is a list, Debbie, you need to do this. No, we actually just fell into place and it happened.
So with your experience and everything, and you know what's been going on for the last few years as your position right there on the city council, so I guess I'll ask you, what are some of the important things in the future that Rowlett have to really deal with? Is it Bayside? Is it the police? Is there, you know, is it the tollway? What are some of the big issues that you think that had, as you move into, if you are elected into this position, that you'll be dealing with here in the near future? And what are your stances on those?
Well, I know that when Bayside comes in, it's going to add a new, oh goodness, there's going to be a whole lot of new things coming on anyway without Bayside.
Yep.
You know, and we've got in plans, nothing firmer, you know, I mean, we've committed to putting in a new training facility at Del Rock and Schrady for the fire, and that's going to be so critical. The police, and it was so good because right before this tornado happened, our city had done an exercise, you know, and they made up a disaster. You know how they do the pre-planning,
mm-hmm.
and then they went into this exercise, and the exercise they chose was a tornado And it came through up from Sunnyvale, which actually was almost exactly the same path.
Right.
Our tornado really came. So that was good training for us. It
yep.
was just kind of a coincidence. My concern is that when we get more people, well, of course, as we grow, we're going to have to eventually add on police, and we'll have to eventually add on more communications, you know, ability to communicate with each other. We're going to have to, you know, step it up a little bit. Our departments right now was the perfect amount and the perfect coverage for now. But if our city grows like by 30,000 or so
yep.
within the next year, 2 years, 3 years, we're going to have more activities where we're practicing. People are going to have to be more familiar. It is just, I don't have any idea how this town survived with no injuries. I mean, nothing, you know, we had one death related from that. But that was, I just don't understand that. That's just phenomenal. And I think it's just, goodness, like a miracle.
So looking in the future as far as, you know, bringing
mm-hmm.
that in, obviously with more people to come in, there's more spending that goes on, but there probably, is there going to have to be movement with taxes? Is there going to have to be a raising of the taxes in order to get ready for the influx of people coming into Rowlett?
Well, my hope is that with the new buildings and commercial that's coming in, that some of that will be taken care of, but we're still going to have to continue on as a city with bonds, of course, and we will still have taxes because you have to have taxes. That's what our town's, you know, that's our mainstay, and it's just going to have to be that way. A raise in taxes, I'm not quite sure on that because that's something we would have to discuss as a council when we do that once a year, but I can't see that. Well, of course, there's going to have to be a raise sometime. You can't
sure.
just, that's why our city became in such a shape that it was in. You know, when I first came on, we spent a lot of money, and not poorly, but on good judgment to update, upgrade, to ensure that what we had in place is up to par. And it had been, and Ray always said this and say this in council, it's called kicking the can.
Yes.
Well, our utilities, our public utilities and underground water and all that has been kicked down the alley for so many years that it had to be replaced. It has to be replaced. And until we can get it fully, completely done, well, we're just going to have to do little by little as much as we can.
How
and
are
one
you
good
going...
thing is, go ahead.
No, no, go. You finish up. I'm sorry.
Some of the areas that we had designated to rework and to, you know, fix up, to bring it up to par, were some of the areas damaged in the tornado. So that's complicating. That's going to complicate how we set it up, how we're going to do this first. Are we going to do it now and tear up all the streets, or are we going to wait till the homes are built? And there's just a lot of planning that's going to have to go on. The next 3 years is going to be we have had a very busy last 3 years on council, and we've made some big decisions, and we've worked more than our allotted 2 meetings a month.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we've worked many, and I can see the next 3 years are going to be almost probably as busy. We have a lot of work to do, but it's good. It's all good.
As we move forward, there's a lot of social issues that are going to be starting here in the city of Rowlett, and with some new passing of certain laws for certain population, that being transgendered, it's one of the big subjects I've been reading a lot around it, that it's an issue in this town. And so I guess maybe my question is, we move forward into a delicate situation as far as the cornerstone of transgender just kind of moving forward and just getting I don't want to say just getting along because this has been going on, but there's certain issues that are going on for transgendered folks that some point are not very familiar or in agreement with. How is the city council going to be able to handle a situation such as transgendered issues, whether it be bathrooms or whether places where that kind of privacy kind of thing? What's your stance on that, or has that not even been an issue that you folks have had to worry about here as of late?
We have not had that issue come up at all. It's like we are so busy, we don't have time to think about what's at hand. But no one has broached that with me. I've had no one from Citizens come in and say, Debbie, what do you need? What are you going to do? How are we going to handle this? That has not even been a topic of discussion at all.
Very well. Nothing. So that's as far as that's concerned, that's an issue that you'll deal with when it's brought up as probably something to, I don't want to say nothing to worry about, but something to worry about for our city, I imagine, correct?
Certainly. And as with any city, that's going to become an issue.
Yes.
And you will handle it as the best that you can and with the decision that you make as a council and from the input that you get from your citizens.
And that's the big, huge thing. You've got meetings, like you said, twice a month. But I was reading up on the page where you answered some questions. This is one of my biggest complaints as being a Rowlett citizen. I vote every single time. There's not a time where I don't vote when I'm supposed to vote. But we have a city that somehow, unfortunately, even on the smaller elections, really kind of dropped the ball to get out and vote. Talk a little bit about the importance of, obviously, voting for a city that holds, 67,000 people, the importance of getting out to vote.
That, when I was the judge, the election judge, that was a real big concern because, when you're an election judge and you check people in as they come, and I would notice that there were people I knew that were not appearing at the polls, and that kind of concerned me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a movement in our city where a group of citizens would come together and go door to door. I understand that they used to do that here to greet you, meet you at the grocery store or wherever, and or call you and say, like the Women's League of Voters, that will call and see if you need a registration form to vote. You just can't have a government and then complain about it if you don't actively participate your voice in it.
I agree.
And people, and like we said, like our mayor said at the last council meeting, you want to complain about this, but some people say, well, my vote is just one. What could it matter? And he did make the statement because we did have one election where one of our council members were voted in because of one vote.
Wow.
One vote different. So it is very important that people vote, and more importantly is that they register in time to vote. So for the May election, the time has passed for, to vote, of course. But we've got to start the kids when they're in high school and tell them that this is their time to make their voices heard. They need to do it. It's a responsibility that we need to take seriously.
I agree, big time. That's when the bond election that happened, and the number came in on the amount of people that voted. I just, I took my hand and slapped my bald head. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It's just
out of a town of 58. How many voted? I mean, it's
exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly. So good stuff there, folks. We've been talking with Debbie Bobbitt. She is the current City Council member for place number 4. I'd like to thank you for your time in getting you out, where people can understand a little bit about you, and appreciate your time. And we'll probably, give you a call a little bit later on down the road as On the Air with Sunny Clark continues on down through the year. Thank you for your time today.
And thanks for having me on. Talk to you later.
Definitely. Now, folks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Air with Sunny Clark.
So there you are. Those are your candidates. Those are the guys that you voted in Debbie Bobbitt, of course, you just heard. Last week, you can hop on last week's edition. You can hear from Bruce Hargrave, and you can hear from Martha Brown. Those are the folks that won your elections on May 7th. So I wanted to get those out there one more time so you can hear them, hear what those folks believe, what they think could end up happening to help the city of Rowlett. But I just wanted to get that out there just more. And we're going to bring in more and more people involved in politics that we're going to talk to and talk about the things that are happening here in the city of Rowlett. So we're going to take another quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark here, being brought to you by Wesson General Contracting. So we'll take our quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the city of Rowlett. We'll be right back. Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever try their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Polio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. Let Costlow Insurance hit a home run for you. Clear the bases with a free home and auto insurance quote from Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road. Or visit us on the web at CostlowInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
On the air with Sonny Clark as we are talking about some of the things that are going on. And just, folks, if you get the time, get into the Rowlett pages over on Facebook. I get a lot of the information that we'll be talking about there. And just as this one, this was on the Nextdoor app, forward information about Rebuild Rowlett Funds. The committee will be distributing an additional 25% of the money that was raised. And the belief is that it's $202,000 that are in the bank. And they're going to go ahead and distribute those monies out to tornado victims as they continue to sort through the needs of the victims in the area. So, that having been said, in order to receive that assistance, you have to be registered with the case manager. If you do not, if you have not registered with the case manager, make sure you do so. And this note here, don't underestimate whether or not you qualify or not. Just get registered because you never know. If the tornado victims, if you know any of them that are not registered, help them get registered so they know what's going on to where they can help, you know, you or whoever the person in need can get that help. Because, folks, I just drove through the area again. And, folks, it definitely doesn't obviously look as bad as it was as it was on December 31st in, you know, in the early January. That having been said, there's still lots of places that have a lot of needs and a lot of things that are happening. So make sure that you get that and get those all squared away. Also, another question about kindergarten programs that are in the area. The WCA at First Rowlett has one. You can check those out. Rowlett Christian Academy, they have one as well. A lot of people really like the Christian Academy as far as that's concerned. So you can keep your eye at the Wesleyan. Also, the Wesleyan Christian Academy has one, all located right here in Rowlett. So that having been said, keep your eyes and ears open for that as well. So, also, lots of summer things that, there's a lot of summer issues now. What are you going to do with your kids this year? What are you going to, I mean, I know I went through a lot of that when my kids were younger. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Get on over to the Rowlett page, you know, the actual Rowlett page. Not on Facebook, but the Rowlett website. And they have a lot of programs over there to get it all out there. Now, Crossroads is providing the free breakfast, lunch, free breakfast and lunch all summer long. It's called the Summer Nutrition Program. It begins June 6th and ends on July 22nd for people and kids that are babies on the way up to 18 years old. Breakfast is served at 7:30 to 8:30, lunch from 11:30 to 12:30. So make sure that location is 7900 Chisa Road, I'm sorry, in Rowlett. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call over there at 972-475-1678. So check that out. They do all kinds of things over there at Crossroad. Thanks, Jason Collins, for giving us that information about Crossroads. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there in need for that kind of thing. So let's just see what ends up happening out there. If you have any, also, if you have any places that you can go, I know the Fuel is doing summer programs as well. You might want to check those out. Also, summer vacation Bible schools are kicking up. I know the church over in Rockwall, the one Lakeview, the church over there, they have a free summer program for vacation Bible school. Make sure you check that out. It's an opportunity, I know a lot of people are interested in that kind of thing, especially in the summertime. Got to keep those kids a little bit busy you know, during that time. Also, earlier, Jim Katzenberger, he is our local guy. This guy, oh, wow. I want to tell you right now, the guy make I like going on there just to see his pictures. He's got some great pictures. But he says if anyone's missing a female boxer that is brown, she's been outside since yesterday over at Lake Bend in the neighborhood over there. So make sure you get on out there as he's seen her out there running around. So thanks, Jim Katzenberger, for that information out there as well. So also, there's a lot of other things that are going on, you know, getting back to the tornadoes. The city of Rowlett Long-Term Recovery Committee, that is the LTRC, is working with coordination with those case managers that we talked about. You can find those over at the Catholic Charities at St. Vincent de Paul. Telephone number over there is 469-607-0909. They have also offices in Dallas. North Texas Conference Recovery Center, that is the NTCRC of the, and that is with the United Methodist Church on Relief. That's the UMCOR. Give them a call, 469-243-1008, and get all the information that you need, or you can go to recovery@ntcumc.org. You can check those folks out. So please complete your registration with those services first before signing up with Trace. Trace is another one, but they want you to go to the other two first, as Trace is a volunteer program. www.familytracentx.com. So check that out. Thanks, Kat Chris, for the information regarding that as well. And folks, just to let you know, as we are now in May, we're talking 6 months from the tornado, and now is the time to not forget about it, okay? I know it was a big deal. It was, everybody wanted to help, and I just applaud this area. There's absolutely nothing more I can say about the generosity of this area and the people of this area, just getting it out there. This is the time not to forget about that. So you head on over. I know the one over on Schrady, the church over Schrady, is still accepting stuff over there as far as donations. You can never, never get that too much. There's not going to be too much, as the recovery is going to take probably yet another year. And I actually look forward to speaking with the mayor about that as well, because it is huge. Now, the Freedom Festival for Rowlett, I want to talk about the 5K run that is happening on Main Street. It's being sponsored by many people over there, as far as that's concerned. The event is from 7:05. It's a 1 mile fun run. They got that going on. Then they have the 5K going on at 7:30. The prices now through June 17th. And you got to register by that date in order to be guaranteed a shirt. That's one of the things. The 5K is $25 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. The fun run is $10 a person, okay? But you have to get registered by June 17th in order to get the guaranteed shirt that's going on. Between the dates of June 18th to July 3rd, the prices are going to go up. The 5K goes for adults $30. For kids, it stays the same, for $15, 12 and under. The fun run will still be $10. So if you don't, for the 5K, it goes up, it'll go up $5. So you want to get on there. Race day, it's $35, and everything, the kids are still $15, and the fun run is still $10. So just make sure you get that out there. And you can also go check this out at www.itsyourrace.com/event. So check that out, and you can get that. It's event.aspx?ID=1766. Or get up on the Facebook page, and you can follow a couple of links for that. That's always a big thing there. They're looking for sponsors as well for that. So make sure you check that out. And you can also get on www.race.com. Rowlett5K.com, or give them a call at 972-475-3200. They can help you out with everything that you would need to know about that and entry fees and stuff. So that is huge for that. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that are going on in that to still go ahead. People are really interested in helping people around this area, so hopefully you'll be able to get out there. Also, Ronald McCartney wants to let people know about photographers in this area. You want to enjoy photography for Rowlett photographers, head over to the Rowlett Texas Photography Group. There's a YouTube channel, and check out the work, www.youtube.com/channelUCPR51. I'm not going to do that. Just go in over to YouTube and put in Rowlett Photo Photography Club, all one word, and then do the search, and it'll come up there, get you all squared away. So that's some of the things. Also, folks, it just seems like there's a lot of animals. If you're missing animals, get up on the Facebook pages. Also, get a hold of that animal, the shelter, and there's a couple of other websites that you can go out there and take a look at it and see how you get everything done as far as finding your animals and things like that. That whole page is so cool. Also, summer's here. Watch out for another idea in summertime. How about horseback riding lessons? They're led by experienced instructors, children 8 and up, including adults. They own the horses for a half-hour lesson. It's $30. For an hour, it's $40. So make sure you get on over and check that out. Learn to ride horses safe and be knowledgeable. The lessons include also time with horses and learning about horsemanship and grooming and taking care of the horses. That's really cool. So you can check that out. They're conveniently located in Rowlett, right off the George Bush Turnpike, and check those out. Get in contact with Sammy Barnes. He put that note, or I think that's actually a lady, put that post out there on the Facebook page. Also, the area here, you get lots of information about things as far as places to go. Check out the web. We're not going to promote that on this show, but if you got something like that, you can take a look at it and you can get all squared away and things of that sort. So watch out for that kind of thing. So keeping you informed with anything in this area. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take another quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark. And what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to talk about the local area sports. How about the Texas Revolution? They go ahead, they knot up home field advantage in the South. They're trying to get the home field advantage through all of the playoffs, and that's indoor football located over in Allen, Texas. And we'll talk a little bit about the Mesquite Marshals as well. That having been said, let's take a quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark. You'll hear from our sponsors. Of course, that is Wesson General Contractors. We'll be right back. Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-thru coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett.
Don't just call any heating and air conditioning repairman. Call an expert. At Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, we are your experts. Whether it's a seasonal maintenance that keeps your system running at a peak efficiency or a complete replacement of your system, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning does it all. Common sense solutions for your home comfort. Stevenson's, where quality is our standard, not our goal. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 or check them out on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Casso Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance and save a ton. Casso Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CassoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's residential or commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlow Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CostlowInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
All right, we are back here on the air with Sonny Clark as we, if you know anything about me, I'm known as the Couch Potato Sports Show. All of our shows are set on the www.thecouchpotato.wix.com. It's after the slash is where we're going to be doing our stuff, like a slash on the air that you're listening to on the air with Sonny Clark. Or slash Rowlett Eagles Sports when we do the Rowlett Eagles varsity football and basketball team yet again this upcoming year. Or over on Revs Radio, the Texas Revolution. Okay, this is what's going on in the area. Now, if you are one of these people who are sad that, you know, football season is supposedly over, you're just not paying attention, especially if you're not paying attention to Sonny Clark and here on the air, because if you did, you would know that, first of all, there's two teams in the DFW that play indoor football, and they are, and you would also know it's a lot of fun because Sonny Clark also does the radio play-by-play for him. So that having been said, you put yourself right in the middle of what's going on as far as that's concerned if you know me, or you're going to be right here. So what we're going to do, let's take a look at Champions Indoor Football. That is the league that the Texas Revolution play in. So let's take a look at the standings in there. Also, don't forget about the Mesquite Marshals. They also play in Champions Indoor Football. So those things are going to be important as it comes up here in the next couple of months. And you'll want to know why? Because your Texas Revolution are playing some great indoor football right now. They are doing what they have to do. They are 9-1 out on the season. But before we talk about the Texas Revolution, let's talk about the other area that's not covered here. So you know what they're dealing with. They're dealing with the Northern Division, the Wichita Force. They got a big victory over the Amarillo Venom last week, and they are 8-2. They have the lead in that division after 9 games, followed by the Sioux City Bandits, last year's Champions Indoor Football team. They won the championship. They played against the Texas Revolution in the championship. championship game, and the Revolution gave them a run for the money, but they were unable to close the deal. But so the Bandits are in second place, 7-3. Then there's two teams fighting for a playoff spot. That being the Omaha Beef, they're 6-4, and the Bloomington Edge, they are 5-5. The other two teams in that division, Chicago 3-8, and Salina are 2-9. But when you look at the battle that's going on between Omaha and Bloomington, there are two more games left in the season for those two teams. All right, so one of them needs to win out, that being Bloomington. They have to win out in order to make the playoffs. And Omaha really only needs to win one more game, and then they solidify them because they got the tiebreaker over the Bloomington Edge. However, if Omaha starts losing of those final two, that is when it gets very interesting in the North with the Bloomington Edge. That having been said, why don't we go to the other side? Let's talk about the Southern Division. But before that, actually, let's talk about some of the games that happened last week, because they were big-time games as the Venom lost to the Force. The Force went on the road and beat the Amarillo Venom 59-51. The Bloomington Edge got the victory 55-33 to improve where they are in the standings. The Dodge City Law, another team in the South, they got a big-time victory over the San Angelo Bandits 90-46. The Texas Revolution got a huge victory, 92-43 over the crosstown rivals Mesquite Marshals, and that game was on Friday. And another game that happened on Friday was the Omaha Beef getting the victory over the Salina Liberty 35-18. Those were the games that happened this week. Now, in the Southern Division, where your area right here in Rowlett have two teams. One's the Texas Revolution on top of the league, and unfortunately the other team that's on the bottom of the league, that is the Mesquite Marshals, all in this area. But at the top are the Texas Revolution. They are 9-1 on the season. They have two more games left to go. They win one more game. They wrap up home field advantage. As of right now, they have home field advantage because of a playoff that would end up going if something happened. That meaning if the Revolution dropped one of the two and Dodge City happened to win their two, the Texas Revolution still get home field advantage because of the tiebreaker that's going on with the Dodge City Law, who are now in second place at 7-3. Last week, the Amarillo Venom were in second place. They dropped to third place, and they're 6-4 in the season, and they're going to battle it out with the Duke City Gladiators, okay? Two more games left to go. If the Gladiators lose any games, they're out of the playoffs. So it would be Dodge City and Amarillo. Then it will be all about who's going to get the home game. After that point, the San Angelo Bandits, they're 2-8 on the season, and the Mesquite Marshals are 1-9. Now, the one game they did win is against last year's CIF champions, the Sioux City Bandits. So that was their victory, and I actually called that game for the Sioux City Bandits because they couldn't get their radio crew down here as they were covering the girls' basketball tournament at the time. So your Revolution, win one more game, they wrap up home field advantage throughout the playoffs, as well as, obviously, in the Southern Division. The only way that they don't win it, okay, is if they go 0-2 in their last two. And if they do end up doing that, it will be the Wichita Force. The only team that can get home field advantage over the Texas Revolution are the Sioux City Bandits. And if the Sioux City Bandits, if they lose with two more games, if they lose one of those last two, the Revolution wrap it up. So it's all about the Revolution trying to get that home field advantage over at the Allen Event Center. And folks, if you don't go to the Allen Event Center and catch some of the things that are happening over there, you're missing out, first of all, on a great venue. And second of all, a good football team, as the Revolution have the best record in Champions Indoor Football at 9-1. And hopefully, if they win their playoff game, they start in the second round, because they're going to get the first round bye. So they'll start in the second round. If they win that game, the championship game will be hosted right here in Allen. I will keep you informed as far as that is concerned, as far as the team is getting that home field advantage, win the game. The first playoff game for the Texas Revolution will be June 18th. That will be the day the Texas Revolution hit the field for the playoffs. So that goes to a guy by the name of Frankie Solomon Jr. How will his health be as he is the leader of this defense? So we want to see how things are going with him. I spoke with Frankie. Frankie expects to be in uniform for the playoff game. He's still got, you know, close to a month to keep his foot, you know, straight and everything to where he doesn't bend it, and he can, might be able to hit the field during the playoff game. If not, he's definitely going to be ready for the championship game. So that is huge for the Texas Revolution. Now, folks, this is really big, okay? As the Revolution have two more games in the season, they're out on the road on Memorial Day. You can go over to the Couch Potato Sports Show, that being www.thecouchpotato.wix.com /Revs Radio on Memorial Day, as the Revolution are going to be taking on the Sioux City Bandits at 7 p.m. And that coverage will be right here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with me, Sonny Clark, with the coverage of that. Then the next Saturday, the Texas Revolution are on the road, but this time they go down to Mesquite to take on the Marshals at Mesquite Arena for their final game of the season as well. So the Revolution 9-1 out on the season, and taking care of those Mesquite Marshals so far. All three times that they played, they're going to play four times. Revolution are primed to win that last game of the season as well. So, keeping it up with it, with Sonny Clark, you will keep, you will see the Revolution in a playoff game at home. That's happening. It's whether or not they are going to get home field advantage, and that's going to be huge. So on the 18th, and then about a week later, will be the championship game, and hopefully that will be happening here at Allen, and hopefully we'll be calling that championship game right here in Allen, more so than someplace else. So that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark, here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Thanks for everybody for joining us. We'll be doing this again later on, as we'll be bringing you On the Air with Sonny Clark. Next show is going to be for Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. Hope everybody has a great day. We're out of here. Take care. Bye-bye.